We don't get snow a lot here in Oklahoma, and when we do, generally things tend to shut down. Well, this morning it was snowing, and OSU did not shut down, which is fine because we actually didn't end up getting a whole lot of snow, so it was a good call on their part. But I brought my camera to work thinking that maybe I'll find a good photography opportunity, and I honestly, I probably should have just gone out and looked, but I'm in my office and I look around, I look outside and I saw some footprints on snow. I went and took some pictures of that. It was kind of dumb. It didn't really turn out. And then I thought, you know what? I'm going to get on top of our building and see what I can see. There's a fire escape that you can sort of shimmy up. It's got a lock on it and this panel that is over the bars of the ladder. So you're not really supposed to get up there, but you can get up there if you know what you're doing. So this is my coworker. He and I shimmied up to the top of the building and we're just looking around and we're taking photos, and he'd never been up here before. And he thought it was really fun to just be on top of this building. And so did I. I'd been up here one other time taking some photos. I actually took some photos with a coworker's iPhone that really showed off the campus, because the field of view, the angle of view on an iPhone is so much wider than a 50 millimeter lens. And to be honest, I took a few photos with just the lens, just my DSLR and the 50 millimeter lens. But it was really boring when I came and looked at them on my computer afterwards, because there's nothing interesting about it. It just seems like this boring tight angle shot of cars in a building or something. It didn't really have a lot of context to it. Whereas with the iPhone, my coworker's iPhone, there was a huge context. You could see the campus practically and really get a sense of what was happening. But while we were up there, we were just messing around. I took some photos of my coworker and came back, and that was it. I finally realized what was missing in the photos, where it was just me taking a picture of campus, which was some sort of element to focus on. Without my coworker here, you see some cars, you see a tree, you see a building, and it's just not all that interesting. But now we add a subject to focus on. And aside from that, we add some motion. There's some snowflakes coming down, and you can actually see them coming down in the foreground and landing on him. And then in the background, you get the sense that it's snowing. It looks like it's a massive blizzard, but it's not. It's just a gentle snowfall. But you get this sense that there's a lot happening in this photo. I like the expression on his face. I like that he's nice and in focus. I'm thoroughly pleased with how this photo turned out, especially because days like this don't really happen in Oklahoma that often. So it was nice to have something to take away from this day to kind of remember what it's like. And when people say it never snows in Oklahoma, I can always pull out this photo and say, technically, it does. If I were to go up and take this photo now, most of this would be melted, but that's okay. At least I got it when I did.